The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, as the war in the Middle East pushes up fuel prices across the globe, concern is growing about the potential impacts on the tourism industry should overseas visitors decide to stay at home. In a moment, we'll speak to the Alwi Burn Experience to hear what they're expecting from the summer ahead. But first off, we're joined by Eoin Amara Wall, CEO of the Irish Tourism Industry Confederation. Eoin, I know you had high hopes for 2026 after a slightly disappointing 2025. Are you very worried about what's happening in the Middle East and the impact it could have on tourism here?
Hi, Shane. If we'd been having this conversation 6 weeks ago, I think I would have been telling you that the mood of the tourism industry in Ireland was one of cautious optimism. We did have a dip in visitor numbers from overseas last year, but we were expecting to recover that and make up some ground. But now with the Iran fallout, there's a lot of concern. There's about €500 million worth of tourism business into Ireland that comes directly from the Middle East or via the Middle East. So obviously all that's in jeopardy. But the bigger picture, I think, is what you mentioned, the fuel costs, the economic impact, that's going to hit tourism quite hard.
Do you worry that US tourists tend not to travel as much when there is unrest globally?
Yeah, that tends to be the tradition in the past. They get a bit spooked. So even though obviously Ireland is a long way away from the Middle East conflict, any sort of geopolitical, macroeconomic, global uncertainty doesn't help travel and tourism. We as a sector, we crave stability, and obviously a war is anything but stability. And of course, with the oil increases and the fuel costs, airfares are going to get more expensive. So that's undoubtedly going to depress demand as well.
Okay. Is it possible that, you know, Ireland could be seen as something of a safe haven where you are in quite a remote geographical location? Am I grasping at straws here a little bit?
Well, listen, I'm a half glass full person as well. And obviously, the first thing to say is we all hope from a humanitarian perspective and from a business perspective that the conflict ends as soon as possible. But there is a possibility, if it continues, that Ireland will be seen as a safe haven of sorts. We are a small island on the western edge of Europe, well away from trouble. So we might be seen as a safe, secure destination. I think the benefit from that won't go anywhere near compensating the loss or the deficit that comes from the war. There may be a little bit more staycation business because of the conflict. Irish people may be, scared by the fuel surcharges that they face going overseas. So maybe they'll stay at home. But remember, about 70% of the Irish tourism economy is made up of international visitation. So if we lose Americans or Europeans or Britons, it takes an awful lot of staycations to make up that.
Mm. You're obviously hoping, as we all are, I suppose, for a rapid end to hostilities.
Yeah, I think so. If there was a rapid end to hostilities and obviously the markets calmed down and the oil price sort of stabilized, I think we could get back onto an even keel. And remember, 6 weeks ago, as I mentioned, we were positive about the season ahead. And that was predicated on good data and good intelligence. There's about 15% more air capacity into Ireland across the Atlantic this year. So that usually is a very good sign for tourism. That air capacity is still there. There's no sign yet of flights being reduced or frequencies being curtailed. But obviously, the longer the war goes on, the more uncertainty there is and the more the economic impact there is in our source markets.
Okay, let's bring in Nuala Mulqueenie now, Managing Director of the Alwi Burn Experience. Nuala, thanks indeed for talking to us. I suppose it's way too early to see any impact yet, but is it a concern for you for the summer ahead, what's happening internationally?
Hello, Shane, and hello, and how are you both keeping? I'd be foolhardy to say that everything was fine, even though, the funny thing is, January and February, I was looking at it, but when I knew I was coming on, our bookings for down along the line have been up on last year, and a lot of the bookings that we have would be for, say, bespoke hawk walks and stuff like that we have capacity. We only do two of them a day, do you know what I mean? So they would need to be booked in advance. And they are up a little bit on last year, as are our pre-bookings from, you know, outside of the country. You know, people tend to, you know, if they're planning their itineraries and that sort of thing, book ahead, you know. So both of those things were are ever so slightly, you know, 10-12% up, which for me is good, you know what I mean? I just hope that that carries on, do you know what I mean? That kind of pre-booking carries on. You know, we're a bit peculiar in Isle Wee in that we're open all year round as a tourist attraction here in rural North Clare, you know. And our November, December is always good because Santa's with us, but January and September, they were good, you know, in last year. Do you know what I mean? So better than previous years, you know, slightly going up every year.
Nuala, yeah. How dependent are you on tourists coming from the likes of America, from Europe? How dependent are you in terms of your business?
Well, you see, we are dependent on all nationalities, you know, whether they're our next door neighbours or our long haul from America and not so much Australia and that sort of thing, but certainly the Americans and the Canadians, you know. But again, we're a bit peculiar at Isle Wee. We've been open 50 years and our domestic tourism is quite good. But again, Owen is correct. He said, you know, we'd need a lot of staycations to fill the gap and that sort of thing. But, you know, the things like, as I say to you, you know, money in the bank through pre-bookings is very good at this time of the year. Do you know what I mean? Because it's quiet. You know, our cash flow in the tourism industry, as anybody will tell you, is very much peaks and troughs, and we juggle to make sure it lasts the whole 12 months of the year. You know, so to have those pre-bookings is good. And yeah, but you know something, we're 50-50, which might be a bit different from normal, you know, in that we're open all year round, so it was, you know, we have domestic tourism.
It's brilliant. And look, you mentioned it already, I was going to congratulate you on your 50th year in business. It started out as a fairly rudimentary, is it going too far to say hole in the ground, or is that too unkind? But it wasn't nearly as glamorous as it is today.
On the side of the mountain, absolutely, that's what it was, and very, very rudimentary when I was just about school going age. You know, it certainly has developed over the five decades, and it's a privilege really to be still welcoming people, you know, and we'll continue to do that no matter what corner of the world they come from, you know what I mean. But we need a good mix. That's what we need, Shane, is a good mix of different markets, you know, because as well is that I always say that our Irish diaspora are great ambassadors for tourism across the world, you know, and if we can remind them to remind people when they're coming to visit at all, to visit us, it's another job done, you know.
Absolutely. And of course, immortalised on camera in that famous episode of Father Ted. Absolutely brilliant. I only saw it the other day, Nuala. Listen, great to talk to you, and best of luck and ongoing success, and Nuala McQueeney there, Managing Director at Isle Wee Burn Experience, and also thanks before that to Ona Marwal, CEO of the Irish Tourism Industry Confederation.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.